Welcome to A Modern Music Industry. My name is Josiah, and today we're going to do a music publicist frequently asked questions. Question number one, what is a music industry publicist? A publicist is a person responsible for publicizing a product, person, or company. A publicist builds communities of fans, friends, and family with a personalized and modern multimedia approach. A publicist is essentially a journalist for hire. A publicist exists to strengthen an artist's professional relationship with digital and print music news media, music management companies, and most importantly, the artist's own fan base by enlisting them with high-quality publishing services and opportunities to promote their likeness, such as an interview or a feature. A publicist establishes and fosters communication efforts to audiences as they are hired to do so by a business. Question number two, why do I need a publicist? And I quote, because there are too many stories, too many angles, and too many opportunities you might miss by not knowing the rules of the game. To be successful, not just once, but continually, you need to understand that publicists are very good at their jobs, at making a pitch, at maintaining relationships, at telling a story. Generally, it's not one thing, it's a collection of tasks that publicity people do over and over and over again that make them and the story valuable. But isn't publicity free? Yes, publicists are not free. Publicists are the middlemen that connect you, the artist, to a publishing source, such as a college radio station or a TV interview. It's kind of like operating a dating service between the musicians and the music news media. So while you might not pay for the exposure, you definitely paid to get there. Question number four. So what does the publicist do all day? Well, a publicist's work can be broken down into three categories. The first one is pitching and planning. Working with the band several months before a large release, typically a tour or an album, or whenever the band is the most newsworthy, is when the publicist does most of their work. They plan how the record and the press releases will be distributed physically and digitally, and how to best distribute any other promotional materials that coordinate premieres, such as listening parties, reviews, interviews, features, previews. Publicists spend most of their time building media relationships and staying engaged with the music media partners. Which brings me to number two, maintaining relationships. Radio hosts, music news outlet editors, creative directors, freelance writers. Wouldn't you open the email of someone that you knew before the email of a stranger asking something of you? And the third thing is handling client relations. So a publicist will compile reports on the client's goals to ensure that their visions are similar, consulting clients on building their brand image and increasing their social media presence. They spend a lot of time listening to music submissions and sending proposals to potential clients. Next question, what is the difference between a publicist and an agent or a manager? When you work in a creative field, for example, as an actor or a DJ or a writer, chances are that one day you will require the services of a manager, agent, or a publicist to help you find work and negotiate pay and work conditions. Each will perform a somewhat different role in your career. So the first one of those three I'll talk about is the publicist, because of the question. A publicist helps you manage your relationships with the press and other media. This includes arranging interviews with journalists, making press announcements on your behalf, organizing your blog, Twitter posts, or other social media, helping you to gain publicity, arranging for public appearances, and advising you on how to avoid unwanted publicity. An agent is responsible for helping you find work and negotiating the terms of that employment. For example, if you are a musician or a DJ, your booking agent keeps his eye out for venues and dates that would be suitable for you and contacts the talent buyer to discuss performances at these locations on your behalf. Once a venue agrees to present you, your booking agent will help negotiate your contract and make sure that the terms and conditions of your contract are met. While agents may have a basket of clients, A manager will generally have only a few clients and spends more time with each one. A manager's main responsibility is to provide career guidance and also financial and legal advice if they are qualified to do so. A manager's duties are far-ranging and may include advising you on what jobs to take, helping you to market yourself, organizing and facilitating advertising and publicity, advising you on how to develop your talents. They might make travel arrangements for you and advise you on fiscal matters, again, if they are qualified to do so. That wraps up today's episode. My name is Josiah. You are awesome, and I appreciate you.